Welcome to Spring the Beacon with Ryan Rieger.
Today we play Lego, and Daddy helps the other guys stay home and play Lego.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger. Today, I want to share with you some more things on my heart. Last week, I had an encouraging word, and I've learned that I'm an encourager by heart. And so all of these, whenever I'm usually by myself and bringing out the word of God and, you know, talking to you about the things the Lord's telling me, it's always a word of encouragement. And I just know that that's one of my gifts, to bring words of encouragement to you, especially entrepreneurs who are battling the life of business. And it is a battle, guys. We are business building warriors, as my friend Jim Cockrum says. But I wanted just to share a quick word. I think this will be a short episode about the two things that I come back to when I'm going through a transition, going through a tough time, when I just don't know what's going on. I don't, just really any rough season or transition. And so when Melaine and I were believing for a kid, by the way, guys, this is recording this just a couple days before this goes live. It's April 10th, 2024. My son Callan just turned 7 today. And if you've been following our story at all, you listen to me, you know, for any length of time, you know our story of believing for a child. And now our miracle boy is 7 years old. It's so awesome. He such a blessing to our lives and just an amazing answer to prayer. And I know you know people who are older than me, or not necessarily even older, but have older kids, say that it goes fast, and it is absolutely right. It just seems like, you know, it does. I mean, it seems longer than just yesterday, but it has gone very quickly for him to now be 7 years old. It's amazing. But we've learned so much in those 7 years. And it's just I look at him and I see the goodness of God. But let me tell you about a time that before he came that we were struggling. So just, you know, a lot of you have already heard all this before. If you're new to this podcast, I'll make it quick. But my wife and I had quite a rough time having a first kid. He's our only right now, but we have three others that are in heaven. And so we had three miscarriages, and that was very rough. And as when I go through tough times, I know it was way, way harder for my wife than it was me. Ladies, I know this is something that's not talked about a lot, and there are a lot of you that have gone through this very thing. Me and my wife, understand that and know what you have gone through. And guys that are, you know, the dads of this, that have had, you know, wives go through this, I feel for you. I know what it's like. So I hope this will be an encouragement to you, but just think about if you're going through a transition in business or a rough time in business or a rough time in any part of your life, I hope this word encourages you. But as we were going through that time, I spent a lot of time in prayer. I would walk around our neighborhood, often, and just crying out to God, and like, you know, trying not to be complaining, you know, but because I know him, I know his goodness. And I know that in my heart that I believe that it wasn't him that caused that. And I know that there's evil things in the world, and we don't understand why everything happens. We live in a fallen world, and bad things happen. And so there is mystery, but we have to trust God in the mystery. And so here are the two things that I always came back to that has blessed me so much, and what I want you to come back to whenever you're going through a tough time or a transition where you're just trying to figure out, like, God, what's next? What are you wanting me to do? If you've stepped out in faith and now you're trying to figure out what the next step is for you, come back to these two things. It is that he loves you and that he is good. I remember very specifically one day when I was walking around the neighborhood before Callan was born, before he was even conceived, and just thinking about that, about how, God, you are good. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know why it's taking so long. I know, you know, we're not alone. Other people across the world are going through things that are much, much, much worse than this. But Lord, we know that you want us to be, you've called us to be fruitful and multiply. You want us to be parents. You and we don't understand why these three miscarriages have happened, God, and it's painful, and just bringing that hurt to him, whatever it is in your situation. It may not be a miscarriage just for you, maybe something completely different, but just bring that to him. God, I don't understand this, but you know what I do know is that you are good, that you love me, that you have good plans for me. And guys, I could always come back to that because I have a history with him. You know, think about your dearest friend. Think about your spouse, just somebody you've got history with that you know their character. You know that they're not going to lie to you. They're not going to steer you in the wrong direction, that they are for you, that they want the best for you. Guys, that is God in our lives. Now, I know some of you may not know him that way, but he can be known that way. He has awesome plans for you, and I'm telling you, he loves you, and he is good. And if you just come back to those two things, that means he can be trusted. If you know he's good and he loves you and he's on your side, then he can be trusted in the mystery. He can be trusted in the ups and downs of business and the ups and downs of life. And so, and I want to share with you some scriptures that I hope will boost your faith today. But as you know, I'm going through a season of transition. I sold the business back in May, and kind of, guys, I've shared very openly on this podcast about, you know, like, I feel like I'm out in almost in a wilderness, in a desert, where like, oh God, I'm not sure what the next step is exactly. He's starting to make that very clear, even over the last few weeks, starting to learn more and see more and understand more. And he's bringing people across my path that I feel like I'm going to be working with. So I'll share more about that as I can. But it's been a very interesting season of transition. It's been literally like stepping out into the known, leaving what was comfortable to something that is not so comfortable. And that's okay. It's not easy. I wouldn't say that, like, oh my gosh, this has been the best season of my life. Not at all. But it has been good because I've leaned into him. I spent a lot of time with him. And again, I come back to, he is good. He loves me. I know that he called me to do this. I know he called me to step out. And so because I know that, because I know him, and because I know his character, I know that he can be trusted, and he's going to put us exactly where he needs us to be at the exact right time. We have favor. He's going to bring the right people across our path, the right opportunities across our path. And I'm going to have more and more clarity as I go along what this next step is and what I'm supposed to be doing. Not that I'm not doing anything, but there's just, I've shared openly about that, but just, you know, I've got a lot of these little projects, and some of them are going okay. Some of them not so well. It's just like, I'm not sure what's, you know, the thing quite yet, but I'm starting to understand that more, and I'll share more later as I can. But it's just comes down to the two things: that he is good, he loves you, and because of that, he can be trusted. I want to share with you John 10, 11, and 14. It says here, I am the good shepherd. I think I talked last week about him being the shepherd, just staying close to him. But here's the key thing. He is the good shepherd. He's not just a shepherd. He's the good shepherd. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for his sheep. And in verse 14 says, I am the good shepherd, and I know and recognize my own, and my own know and recognize me. So guys, we are his sheep. We are his, and he takes care of his own. And if you are a believer, he is leading you, guiding you, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And Romans 8:31, 31, 32, I might even read to the end of this chapter. This is so, so good. Romans 8:31, it says, what then shall we say to all this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side? And I love this next verse here. He who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things? So it's just saying, like, I mean, he sent his own son to die for us. And so if he would do that, there's no way he's going to withhold any other good thing. So he is not withholding from us. He is good. He loves us. He's right on our side. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God who acquits us? Who is there to condemn us? Will Christ Jesus, the Messiah who died, or rather who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God actually pleading as he intercedes for us? Who shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation, or calamity and distress, or persecution, or hunger, or destitution, or peril, or sword? Or do you guys feel any of this? Are you feel like you're suffering, afflicted, in tribulation, in calamity, in any distress, been persecuted, hungry, feeling like there's some lack or destitution, or peril, or sword? If you're in that position, it says, even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded as counted sheep for the slaughter. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things impending and threatening nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Guys, isn't that awesome? He is good. He's the good shepherd. He loves you. He is for you. He has good plans for you. And because of that, he can be completely relied on, completely trusted. If he tells you to do something that's scary, you can step out because you know him. You know his heart. You know he's for you. You know he loves you. You know he's good. You know he has awesome plans for your life. He's not going to ask you to do something that's going to harm you. You may be going through a season that you know he's caused, he's had you go through, told you to leave a job or start a new business or do something that looks scary. He's trying to stretch you. He's trying to get you out of your comfort zone because he's trying to get you to a new level to reach those people that he needs you to reach, to go to that level that you need to go to so you can fulfill the call of God on your life. Guys, I am not going to just sit around and just be mediocre. I cannot live life that way. I want to literally leave it all out on the field. You know, I didn't play football. I did play basketball in high school. And, you know, I don't want to sit on the bench. I want to be in the game, and I want to leave it all out there, like give it all I've got, and just be completely sold out to him and allow him to use me however he wants to use me. And the reason I can say that, the reason I can say, God, use me, I am your vessel, whatever plans and purposes you have for me, I want to do them, is because I know him. I know his heart for me. I couldn't say that if I didn't trust him. And it's okay if you're not there yet. If you don't have that same relationship with him, that's okay. Relationships, that trust is built over time. As you get to know him and he leads you, and then you see him show up, and he leads you again, and you see him show up again, and he tells you to do something else, and he shows up again. That trust is built, just like it is with a human relationship. You get to know somebody, and you trust them over time. God's the same way. You know, it's okay. He's patient. He's so patient with us. And he will give you that time to learn to trust him. But guys, he loves you. He's so good. He wants to bless you. He is there for you. And so I'm saying this to encourage myself, but that's just the message that I had on my heart today, just to let you know. Those are the two things that I always come back to when I'm going through a season where I'm just not sure, like, God, what am I supposed to be doing here? Or God, this is a rough season. God, I'm struggling here. Whatever it is for you, just come back to these two things. He loves you and he is good. Maybe you say three, and he has good plans for you, and therefore you can trust him. So guys, I hope that's a blessing to you. If you have any questions, you want me to pray for you, send me an email, ryan@ryanrieger.com. Love you, and I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye, everyone. See you next week.